We're going to move to the reading of selected excerpts on the topic of the work in faith above reason. We're going to continue with excerpt number 4. Excerpt number 4 comes from Rabash, the article, What is the Herdsman of Abraham's Cattle and the Herdsman of Lot's Cattle in the Work? Specifically through faith above reason, meaning even if he feels darkness on this path, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly and not in concealment, and the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, it would be easier for him to move further and be rewarded with always being in a state of work, and he would not have no dissents. He nonetheless chooses to go above reason. Again, from Rabash, specifically through faith above reason, meaning even if he feels darkness on this path, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly and not in concealment, the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, and it would be easier for him to move further and be rewarded with always being in a state of work, and he would have no dissents. He nonetheless chooses to go above reason.
Meaning that he understands that the way which is above reason, that path is the only path which is spiritual, through which you can come to resemble the Creator and also transcend our nature. And that's the main thing, to transcend our nature, to detach from our nature, and to begin to receive spiritual degrees, bestowal, coming out of oneself. The qualities of the Creator, they can be acquired only to the extent that you transcend your nature, meaning your reason. Questions? Yes.
So what does it mean to not cancel or disqualify or work against the state you're getting at now, to accept it and go above it?
Whatever one receives in each and every state, that is the best state for him in order to advance, undoubtedly.
Even if there's a voice in him that says, if I was in a different state, it would be easier. That needs to be cancelled and disqualified.
That's all calculations a person makes when he doesn't understand what's happening. To say that, it means that you're saying that you're smarter than the Creator.
If the Creator creates a state, humiliates me, breaks me, not in the eyes of the society, breaks me in the eyes of myself, and there's seemingly no possibility to hold on to something, there's no ability to hold on to anything, how do I, in such a state, continue to lower my head to understand that this, how to kiss the stick, how to understand that this is care for my benefit, what do I hold on to?
Hanoch, you want to understand what the Creator is doing, but this is not the path of knowing, it's the path of faith. And so you need to simply shut your eyes, to shut your mouth, and to justify, and to walk forward in bestowal, and to ask only for vessels of bestowal, to believe that, well, He is giving you all this, yes, and then to ask of Him not to alleviate your situation, your problems, but rather to bring you closer, to come closer to you. That's all I can say.
Okay.
No more questions, so let's read five.
Number five, from Article 38 of Rabash, what is a cup of blessing must be full in the work? When a person can go with his eyes shut above reason and believe in the sages and go all the way, this is called ibur, when he has no mouth. Ibur means, as it is written, the level of malchut, which is the most restricted katnut possible, and is called ibur, which comes from the words evra, anger, and dinin, judgments, as it is written, and the Lord was impregnated in me for your sake. We should interpret the meaning of anger and judgments, evra and dinim, when a person must go with eyes shut above reason, the body resists this work. Hence, the fact that a person always has to overcome is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the Upper One, for the Upper One to do with him what the Upper One wants. This is called ibul, which is the most restricted katnut possible. Again, excerpt number five from Rabash. What is a cup of blessing must be full in the work. This is so when a person can go with his eyes shut above reason and believe in the sages and go all the way. This is called ibur, when he has no mouth.
See how many conditions. To walk with his eyes shut, above reason, to have faith in the sages, and to go all the way. And all of this together, that is called ibur, conception. Yes?
And ibur means, as it is written, the level of malchut, which is the most restricted katnut possible, and it's called ibur. It comes from the words evra, anger, and dinim, judgments, as it is written, and the Lord was impregnated in me for your sake. We should interpret the meaning of anger and judgments, since when a person must go with his eyes shut above reason, the body resists this work. Hence, the fact that a person always has to overcome, this is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the Upper One, for the Upper One to do with him what the Upper One wants, this is called ibur, which is the most restricted katnut possible.
Petach Tikva 24.
What is the meaning? I assume that Rabash is talking about inner work, but what is the meaning in shut eyes?
Without criticism. Tel Aviv 2.
What is this most diminished possible katnut? What is it exactly?
It's where I have no complaints, I have no problems, I have nothing but to walk forward with my eyes shut, given the conditions that I now receive. These are the degrees of ibu, conception.
Meaning to choose the...
In conception, I have no ability to do anything for myself, not for, not against, with the Creator, or anything, no left, no right, just to agree with whatever I have and to continue to the next stage and to each time agree with him, and it's only agreement on every stage.
I need to see myself as small as possible each time and then I can receive.
Toronto. Of course.
I wanted to ask you, how is it possible? I can't manage to connect between faith above reason and bestowal. I don't know, it's constantly entering and leaving, entering and eluding me. It's truly not working out for me.
You are taking two things that you have no part in and you want to start tying them together. Of course it won't work. Forget about bestowal. Start with Ibu, conception, what we're now learning. Faith above reason, a new spiritual degree, the first spiritual degree, which starts from the state of Ibu. And Ibu means that I receive everything that's done with me, done with the whole world, whatever is happening. It doesn't really matter what it is. I accept it as does an embryo in his mother's womb. You have an embryo in his mother's womb. He's not asked any questions, what he wants, what he doesn't want, nothing. When he's born and you begin to take care of him, he can cry, he can... We relate to him as a certain entity, a body. But while it's within the womb, within the mother, it has no name, it has nothing. It is still simply without an identity. All right?
Sorry, so you're recommending, because as much as I understood, this needs to be stage after stage.
Correct. And in each stage, you also have all these stages.
Thank you.
Este estado de Ibur es un estado que sostenemos.
The state of Ibur.
Para mantener esta impregnación.
Is a state, a persistent state, in order to hold on to the state of Ibu. Maybe we should repeat it.
Javier, repeat please.
Repito la pregunta. Este estado de Ibur, de la.
This state of Ibur, the tiniest state of Katnut. It needs to be a constant state, a permanent state. Well, where does this force come from?
No. It's not a constant state. The Ibu is constantly changing, constantly. And with every moment where one sees that the current state is changing, again, he needs to agree above reason. He needs to agree with the Creator, adhesion with Creator above whatever happens. And that's what helps him remain within the Mother, within the Creator. And the Creator was impregnated in me for your sake, as it is written. Impregnation or conception. Ibu means that I agree with the Creator with no criticism. After I'm born, I'll have criticism. I build the left line, the right line, and I behave in a certain manner. As we learn, when a baby is born, he begins to cry out. He doesn't agree. He's displeased and so on. But within the mother, he has no ability to manifest anything. It's simply complete concession and adhesion with the mother. And that is what helps us go through the months of the pregnancy. Continuing with, what shall we do? Mark 3.
Как ощутить вот тот момент, когда ты прилепился десятки и удерживаешься, но он встряхивает тебя, и вот ты обращаешься к нему и говоришь: «Дай силы!» И тем не менее чувствуешь, что упускаешь. Как вот это пережить этот момент и возрадоваться?
You're asking him to give you forces. On the other hand, you let go of it. How can you experience it and rejoice in that state?
The Creator is giving the person such an exercise, and then the person has to perform a scrutiny. He cannot advance to a higher degree than where he is without additional ego, more of the will to receive. And so the Creator has to lower him, meaning to give him additional will to receive, additional ego, and then he cries, he demands, he requests, he receives more light, he processes the ego he received in his will, which is in order to receive, he makes it a little bit in order to bestow, and by that he climbs another step, he rises. And so each time, it's nothing special, it's actually good. Who else do we have here?
Tel Aviv 1.
What is to express agreement when the will to receive doesn't agree? What is this agreement expressed as?
The fact that the will to receive doesn't agree doesn't mean that I don't agree. It's the will to receive in me that disagrees. You understand? So there are many things in the world, in our life, that I disagree with, but I do nevertheless. Why? Because I force myself to. Because the goal is more important than the state I'm in currently. That's how it works.
Latin 4.
Buenos días, amado Rav.
Buenos días. Good morning, beloved Rav. Could you explain to us why Ibur comes from anger and judgment?
This is because the will to receive grows. It wasn't that bad before, but now, when he sees that the will to receive is constantly growing within him, he begins to know his own nature. That's why Ibu is called Evrav Dinim, anger and judgment. Moscow 7.
A question from a friend. Can a person measure his advancement day to day in faith above reason, and do we even need to do it?
It's not worthwhile to count those things on the path, because we don't know what nights are, days are, what hours are, what the 9 months of the pregnancy are. We don't know what these things mean, so it's not worthwhile to try and count them. The main thing is to constantly be in action. Adhesion, 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 adhesion above all the states which the Creator throws you to, when he throws you out of adhesion. He's not actually throwing you, he's just giving you more of the will to receive so that you can grow in your adhesion. But you feel this as disconnection. So disconnection, connection, disconnection, connection, so on. That's how it works, left and right, all the time. Clear?
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вопрос. Для того, чтобы мне идти
глазами выше знания, дорогу и мудрецов, должен я... To go with your eyes shut above reason and the faith of the wise, do I need to be in direct conversation with the Creator?
That I cannot explain. You need to scrutinize this yourself. There's no problem here. Just to continue as according to what we spoke of. Мак 2.
Тяжелая работа и вызванный ей гнев, ярость, страдания.
Это речь идет о работе со своим эгоизмом по отмене себя.
The hard work and the judgments and all that speaks of the work with yourself nullifying towards the upper. Focus group. Why is going with your eyes shut, which is like you said to Moti, without criticism? Why is that considered above reason? Because without criticism, I thought it was below reason.
No, he also writes that we conduct no criticism when in Ibul conception. I simply annul myself, and that's it. I annul myself. Annulling myself when I feel objection, resistance, it doesn't mean that I agree. I don't agree. I get this burdening of the heart and I go above it. That's the way in which I can advance through the stages of the conception and pregnancy, or gestation, call it. I have no way to work more creatively with my will to receive that's growing.
Can I ask another question? That I shall impregnate for your sake?
No. Petach Tikva 32.
Why is agreement the only action that is required of a person? What about the other ones? Connection with the friends? Keeping a framework?
That should clearly happen, but regarding agreement, well, that's with relation to the Creator. Petach Tikva 24.
Is there room for envy in Ibu?
Of course, yes. Moscow 7. They have no question. It remained from previous one. No, Moscow 7. All right, so Ashkelon.
Who's I that's deciding whether to listen to the body or to be in faith?
You. It's you. We cannot yet identify who we are. These are such questions where the answer cannot be transmitted to the person. It cannot be understood. So what do we have left here, Gena?
Continue onwards.
Go ahead then.
Number 6 from Rabash. The whole of the Torah is one holy name. Any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator, since each penny joins into a great sum. That is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of a vessel of reception and adding it to the vessels of bestowal. This is like the masach, which we must put on aviut. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place a masach. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. He should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above, so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha.
Again,
excerpt number 6 from Rabash, the whole of the Torah is one holy name. Any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator, since each penny joins up to a great sum. That is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of a vessel of reception and adding it to the vessels of bestowal. It is like the masach which we must put on the avyut. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place a masach. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. He should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha.
And in this way, every time he has to look at his disturbances in such a way that it's not disturbances, he can now take all his qualities and put them in spirituality. That's the way he's aided. Well, who is here? Latin 6.
Hola, Rav. Buen día.
Hola. Hello, Rav. Good day. When he says the will to receive, is one who gets mad, then, but is that me? Then who am I?
I don't understand. Please repeat.
Sí, usted dice que en el trabajo el que se molesta es el deseo de recibir.
You say that in the work, one who gets angry is the will to receive, but not me. You make a distinction. So if the will to receive gets angry during the work, then who am I?
You are the one who sees that his will to receive is getting angry. You might not want to get angry, but your desire is getting angry. If you identify with it, that's one thing. But it could be that you're not identifying with it.
You
understand?
Kiev.
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 Yeah, dear Rav. He writes here that every thought, every disturbance, you have to raise it above reason.
Meaning that you're not checking it inside your reason, inside your feelings, but simply agreeing with it, even though you can't justify it. We have to build a second level, you understand? I have the first floor where I'm in now. That's called Dat. And you have to build the second level. That's called faith above reason. And on that degree is where I have to be. Everything I see in reason isn't important to me right now. If I feel bad, okay. If I'm confused, okay. That doesn't matter. The main thing is me, even though I'm adhered to that force that's leading to the Ten, to the Creator. That's why I'm forcing me to remain in my Ima, in my mother. What does that mean? In Bina, in the force of bestowal. And even though I'm growing as Malchut, the embryo is growing in the womb. So the will to receive is growing more and more and more. And the womb itself is a force that bestows. How the embryo? how the embryo can be in the womb if he receives and the womb bestows. Only by annulling himself. Completely annulling. Doesn't matter what's happening with himself, only to be adhered to the mother. That's why it says that the embryo in his mother eats what his mother eats. Because he annuls himself completely, he gets the feeding from his mother. Then he can grow. Because he keeps annulling himself and annulling himself. In our corporeal life, it's not that the embryo is annulling himself. Nature is doing it. It's annulling the embryo. And then it has the ima, the mother, and the embryo that's annulled by nature. And the mother can take care of him on behalf of nature. That's on the beastly degree. On the spiritual degree, no, it won't work like that. But the creator is nature. He himself built the womb. I will be impregnated for you. Remember that quote, the creator was conceived in me and were in him. So I have to annul myself, and the creator every time gives me more desires and more desires and more alien thoughts and more and more and more. And I constantly need to annul and annul and annul. And those are all the months of the pregnancy, all days where I'm in the mother. And then, when I'm done with all these actions, I flip over that first my head was on the top, so now my head is upside down. And I come out of the mother. We'll learn about that. That's a very special part in Tess.
It turns out that in the physical world, in the corporeal embryo, nature does everything, so he would persevere. But in spirituality, it's the opposite.
He is giving you forces to sustain yourself, but you have to annul. By that, from your behalf, can become an embryo, and then he's born spiritually. Spiritually. That's the difference. You're asking, so what do I gain by me having to go through this whole process? The fact that I was an embryo in the mother, and I was born, and I grew, that's okay. Why can't I be in spirituality in such a way? No. It can't be, because you need to be born similar to the Creator. You have to be Adam. What you were born from your mother, you were a beast on the animate degree. Now, by you entering Ibul, conception in the ten, with them together, so now you will be born as Adam, similar to the Creator.
New York 4.
New York 4.
We say Ibur is Everin Dinim. But the way you describe it, it sounds very pleasant. It sounds to be in the Rechem, to be in the womb. It sounds, and the way you're describing it, sounds very pleasant. So why do we say
only under the condition that you understand what the Creator is doing for you, for you, then you understand that it's pleasant and it's great work and great mercy you have from that. But it's only under the condition that you attain the essence of his actions and you agree with him above reason. That's how it is. What can you do?
Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
Hi, Good
morning, Rav. How do I check that the desire that I was given from above has moved into sanctity? What's the sign for that?
A sign for that is when you feel that you justify and love the friends more and through them the Creator. And almost instantly it passes, and then the next moment you feel you're an egoist and so on and so on. You either have day or night, constantly, constantly. The states change.
Ashkelon.
Ashkelon.
Are we talking about annulling not exactly my I, but my will to receive that is revealed each time?
You cannot annul the will to receive, because otherwise you do not grow. When you annul the will to receive, you're only annulling your I, yourself.
My eye is the one who observes it. How can I annul this?
The eye is your ego. The eye, the self is I will rule. I is I will rule. That I'm the landlord. I'm thinking, I understand. I want it to be such and such a way. That's called me, I.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Two questions from the internet. What will cause a person to advance in the stages of Ibur and not remain an embryo?
The Creator constantly gives him new awakenings.
Another question, how to go above reason when you have physical burdening? There's no strength in the body to move even a finger.
Correct, of course. So, look at the friends, look at me. You see how I have forces? No. It's a sign we're advancing. That's it. When do you have forces? When your will to receive is happy, so you have forces. But when your will to receive doesn't see a reward, then he won't give you fuel. And then you have to find the fuel from society, from the Creator, and that's already a problem. Oh, look, we have Santiago.
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 Beloved Rav, can you accept, can you receive faith above reason as a loan, or is it only a result of work and effort?
Ask. You can do everything, just keep asking. Ask and you'll receive. Naria.
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 I will rule. All these states sound more like during the day, during the work, during life's instances, but less during the ten. In the ten. But we learned that all of our work is in the ten. How do you bridge this gap?
I didn't understand, Moshe.
All the states of I will rule, I think, I criticize, my I, the one who jumps, it shows itself typically during the day when involved in all those imaginary
That's
dealings.
That's not important. You can determine whatever you want there. Yeah, you can be prime minister, I don't care. King of the corporeal world. That doesn't have anything to do with it. That's a business.
That's clear, but the states, they're more, there's more like pepper, more spice. They're In the tent, when we're virtual, there's barely any place where I see it jumping out.
I don't know. Even though you maybe are a big manager in some corporeal factory somewhere, and in your spiritual tent, you're small and you and all. So what? What does that have to do with one another? Has nothing to do with one another. Even your ten, it can be your factory. And in that factory, you are the manager. But in your spiritual ten, with the exact same people, you are bowing down before them. That's how it is. What else are we going to do? We already asked everybody. This is the second or third time around. Let's keep going, Gilad.
Can we clarify Moshe's question? I think he's saying that in the 10, he doesn't feel a need to overcome. Because everything is fine, everything is flowing. They feel as one. Specifically, that's the place of work. Why there's no
sign they're not working? It's a sign they're not working. They have to see themselves in a way that they want to kill each other, that they want to choke the Creator until He is revealed between them. They have to be in really extreme states like that. If not, it means they're working with each other with mittens.
USA Northwest.
USA Northwest. No, USA North. Northeast, I guess.
In the article, it says the force is the force that says, I have been impregnated by the Creator for you. Is this the force of Malhut or the force of Imabina?
I don't know. I now don't know that. That's not what we're talking about, Malchut and Bina. Why do you need this? Why do you want to confuse yourself? Moscow 6.
When I tell the Creator to unite the ten, I'm asking Him to act. Is it not an expression of my ego?
If you ask for forces of annulment to annul towards the ten, that's the whole matter of the embryo, that we now need to go through these things. That's why I don't want to hear any other questions. Only Ibul, Ibul, Ibul. That's it. So how do we annul towards the ten? That's what's important for us right now. Okay. We done with everybody. Again, same turnarounds between the same people. Keep going, Gilad.
Excerpt number 7 from Rabash, volume 3, article 5, The Meaning of Sins Becoming as Merits. This is similar to a flame that is tied to the wick. The foreign thought is considered the wick, which wants to install a flaw in his work. That is, the foreign thought makes him think that from the perspective of the mind and reason, he has nothing to do in his work. And when he gets the foreign thought, he says that he does not want to make any excuses, but that everything the reason says is correct, except he is walking on the path of faith, which is above reason. It follows that the flame of faith is tied to the wick of the foreign thought. Thus, only now can he observe the mitzvah of faith properly.
נמצא שהקושיות נעשו
It follows that the questions have become to him as merits, since otherwise he would not be able to accept any merits from the faith. This is called rejoicing in suffering. Although he suffers from foreign thoughts that afflict him and cause him to slander and gossip and speak badly about his work, he is nonetheless happy about it, for only now, at such a time, he can observe in a manner of faith above reason. This is called the joy of mitzvah.
Again,
excerpt number 7 from Rabash, volume 3, article 5, the meaning of sins becoming as merits. This is similar to a flame that is tied to the wick. The foreign thought is considered the wick, which wants to install a flaw in his work. That is, the foreign thought makes him think that from the perspective of the mind and reason, he has nothing to do in his work. And when he gets the foreign thought, he says that he does not want to make any excuses, but everything that the reason says is correct, except he is walking on the path of faith, which is above reason. It follows that the flame of faith is tied to the wick of the foreign thought. Thus, only now can he observe the mitzvah of faith properly. It follows that the questions have become to him as merits, since otherwise he would not be able to accept any merits from faith. And this is called rejoicing in suffering. Although he suffers from the foreign thoughts that afflict him and cause him to slander and gossip and speak badly about his work, he is nonetheless happy about it, for only now, at such a time, he can observe in a manner of faith above reason. And this is called the joy of mitzvah.
No.
Well, I don't see any questions.
Moscow 7.
Вот в процессе зародыша страх и трепет могут быть нам активными помощниками, ну или может что-то.
In the process of the embryo, can fear and trepidation be as our loyal helpers?
Only that. Latin 7.
Hola, Rav. No se enoje.
Hello, Rav. Please don't be mad. My question is, how can I combine the fact that I want to burn the friends, the envy, and the love with one subject?
It's good. Why should I be angry at you for wanting to burn them and love them, and it's all together? The main thing is that there are true desires. PT 21.
I'm starting from the point of there is none besides him, and he's good, what is good, both within and without. And I'm bringing this point into the 10, and all the exits from it I bring into the 10, or I start from the 10?
Start from the 10. Everything is only in the ten.
So how do I depict the control of the Creator? Only He exists. There's nothing besides Him if I start from the ten.
Because you are receiving from the Creator everything you have in you. You receive from the Creator. If that's what you got from the Creator, you organize all these things correctly in the ten. And afterwards, you see that also the 10 is given by the Creator. Through the 10, you have connection to the Creator. Outside of the 10, connection with the Creator. It turns out that you are always in none else besides Him.
So what is the first thought that brings you back to faith above reason?
That it's all from the Creator.
And where does the 10 fit in?
Towards the 10 is where you express it. Through the 10 to the Creator. Hebrew 10.
Rav, תגיד בבקשה, מה תרגיל להפעיל במשך היום?
What can be the most efficient exercise during the day when foreign thoughts come to a person each and every moment?
If those thoughts come, you already have something to do. If they're not strange thoughts, alien thoughts, if you don't feel that it came from the Creator as an alien thought on purpose to deviate you from the path and so on. If it's not such a thought, then you don't have what to work with. But if it's a thought that you say it's an alien thought, you already have work, so what are you crying about?
How to turn them into faith above reason?
That is only by you organizing them in a way that you got this thought from the Creator in order to adapt it into the group and in efforts in connection with the friends. And then you help, ask the Creator to help you do that, that He'll be present in it, that He will do it for you. You bring Him in to do the actions between you and the friends.
And this is the meaning of placing a screen over the aviyut?
Let's say yes, even though I don't like those words, what you don't understand yet. Toronto 2.
Ralph, you just mentioned that we're still afraid to take off our gloves. Do you mean that internally we're afraid to face this? Or is it something that has to be external, that we have to show pressure towards the 10th externally?
You need to press on the Creator to connect you every time more and more with other viewt that is revealed between you or in each one. That's the only thing that has to be. A plea to the Creator to grow the embryo in Him correctly, that the 10 in Him will grow more and more until one patsuf is born from that.
Igal. So it's internal preparedness and asking for it and being ready to face it.
Yes, but it's not enough to be ready to cope with the situation. We together need each one on his own and all of us together to invite ourselves into this connection above all the Rishimot that are revealed in each and every one and in all of us together. This is our whole work. And as quick as we can to go through these states. And then we reach all these degrees of Ibur, Yanika, Mochin, so on. It's all here before us. We need to start working in a more intensive way in the groups and the tens with the Creator, to pull Him in there, to demand of Him. This is also an external time and an internal time. It's all working as one. Also, the coronavirus, everything, you'll see as much as it's all going to start being revealed from all of this reality. Okay? Moscow 1.
Результат неверного взаимовключения – это гнев и суды. А какое?
The result of incorrect intermingling is anger and transgression and judgments. What's the quality that can help us pass this?
We have no problem just constantly to ask the Creator to help us go towards the purpose, towards the goal, which is to constantly connect above all disturbances, that all the disturbances go into the connection. Just like in an embryo, we grow. Let's say pieces of flesh grow in there, and those pieces of flesh are integrated in the body, and from them, all kinds of organs are created. Bones, skin, flesh, this and that. That's how we need to work with everything. Like the will to receive that's being awakened in us. Because when it awakens, we don't know what it belongs to. When we add it into the group, so this will to receive in our work in adding it to the group, it's accepted by the upper light from the Creator. It receives its qualities, its form, what organ it should be in the body, and that's how we grow.
Latin 2.
Gracias, Rav. Buenas noches. La pregunta sería.
Thank you, Rav.
Hay algunos que amo y hay algunos que odio en el mismo momento. Se tiene que llegar al estado.
There are some that I like and some that I hate. In that same moment, I feel that. Should we reach a feeling that we want to burn all of them together?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see together. Maybe with a preface for half an hour.
Okay, so let's sing a song and go to the preface. ולא משעבוד ולא מתוך טלטול
אין ישראל מגלים לא מהטירוף ולא מתוך הדוחק ולא מתוך שאלה אל הזונות אלא מתוך חסרה בידם שהם יושבים זה אצל זה ויהיה כל אחד מהם קורא ושומע עם חברו וקולם ישמע קולם ישמע קולם ישמע אין ישראל מגלים לא מתוך הצער ולא משעבוד ולא מתוך טלטול אין ישראל מגלים לא מהטירוף לא מתוך הדוחה ולא מתוך שאלה